Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So good.
Wow.
So worth the wait. I don't know what you were doing in the car, but I can tell you, Guy and myself were jamming in the studio. That is one that as soon as it started, we both looked at each other, we're like, turned it up.
It's time.
Yep.
I've completely lost my train of thought. I don't know what the time is, where we're up to, what we're doing right now. We're on air, right?
Yes, we are. We had a little Thursday dance party. That is the brand new Odyssey world premiere, Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help.
What a smash. What a summer jam.
So excited for that. Okay, guys, back on track though. There was a Reddit thread that when I brought up to Guy, he immediately looked at me and was like, did you start this? And I was like, I promise it was not me. But a person went to Reddit and said that they were considering turning in a coworker who was taking snacks from work.
Yes.
Home.
You swear it wasn't you about me.
It was not me, because you don't take them home. You eat them all
here. I eat them in front of people. I don't hide it.
Yeah. If I turned you in for anything, it would be eating all the snacks, not taking them home.
Okay.
But it got us thinking, like, have you ever ratted out a coworker for something? Snacks, I feel like this is almost kind of petty. Unless they're taking a lot of snacks and it's like every day, I'm probably not going to go to HR over something like this.
It's stupid. Get over yourself. Get over it. It's harmless. Have you ever ratted anyone out? Be honest. Keep it. You know, you can remain anonymous who it was. Uh-oh, you got a smile on your face. What's going on?
There's one that comes to mind. And I'm laughing because it's not an HR, you know, turn thing. Our version of ratting out is pretty much just calling each other out on the radio.
Yeah.
I had a past coworker,
right,
who I ratted out on air for something they had done that involved having a bathroom accident.
What?
And they probably did not want it on the radio, but I felt like we had to talk about it.
Wait. They had a bathroom accident at work?
Yeah.
Meaning they didn't make the bathroom?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. That really happens.
And then you spoke about it on air.
Yeah.
To the whole of the IE.
We're an open book. That's what we do in radio. If something happens, we're going to talk about it. So it wasn't like I ratted them out to HR, but I did rat them out to the Inland Empire what had happened.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Have you ever ratted out a coworker?
And then, you know, the only time I can think of is when I worked at a bar when I was 18 years old for one summer in college. I was horrible at bartending. I was hated. I can't do it. And the guy that was doing it with me always kept leaving, just going extended lunches. And I'd be left by myself to fend for myself. And the day I'd had enough, I quit. And I went all in on him to the manager.
Ooh.
All in. I'm like, this is why I'm quitting. A, I'm not good at it. B, is that guy who will never admit it, that is never there for me. And that was the last time I ratted someone out, and that was 20 years ago.
Okay. Have you ever ratted out a coworker? We want to hear from you. Yes, you can remain anonymous or, I mean, own it.
Yeah.
Call or text us, 888-431-3760.
Some petty person admitted on a Reddit thread that they reported a coworker to HR for stealing the office snacks. Whatever.
Do you feel offended by this? You are a resident snacker here at K-Frog.
Yeah, I just eat them in front of you. Anyway, have you ever ratted out a coworker? The 951. I turned in a coworker for cheating the time clock.
Ooh.
Justified?
I bet you they got fired for that one.
Jeez.
Junior in Rancho, have you ever ratted out a coworker?
Yes, unfortunately I have. But it didn't, like, I didn't go to, like, HR or anything like that. I just went to the rest of the staff. because me and another coworker would show up to work every single day at the exact same time. And we would literally both go into the bathroom every day at the exact same time. And I noticed that this man would, you know, use the bathroom. And when he would leave, he would never wash his hands.
Gross.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he would walk out of the bathroom. We would both walk out of the bathroom. And he would go around slapping high fives to everybody in the office.
All right. No.
And so I didn't want to be that guy to get anybody fired, but I went ahead and I had to let the whole staff know. And then the next day it was more awkward because he tried to do the same thing and everybody just ignored him and didn't give him a high five back, but I had no choice. I had to.
That's so gross.
I'm not getting a bowler over a high five.
That's so nasty.
I don't want to think about it.
951 says, I had to report a supervisor for attempting to start a rumor that myself and a coworker were having an affair.
That's the worst.
We're both happily married, and it caused a major blow up in the office and lots of meetings.
Thanks for being 12 years old.
Right?
Come on,
when
really?
The office turns into high school, exactly. What did you rat a coworker out for? You could call or text us, 888-431-3764. Great hearing that song and thinking about Passport to Paradise when we go to Mexico in September. Now I'm like, what are we going to get written up by HR for? Nothing happens, right? If we're in Mexico, we're out of the country. HR can't touch us, right?
We're making this promise now.
Make a pact.
We're on vacation. If I want to have 87 beers over 7 days, I can have 87 beers over 7 days with our listeners and not get in trouble for it. Is that the deal?
Yes. Thank I'm down you. For
we're
that.
We're on the same page here.
Yes. We do want you to go to Mexico with us. You can get all the details and set up your itinerary at kfrog.com.
951 here, ratted out an employee, got a supervisor demoted for stealing company time. After he wrote up 10 employees for also stealing company time.
I love that. You know, a little hypocritical. Yep. Yes. There was a Reddit thread that went viral because a woman ratted out her coworker for stealing snacks from work. That seems pretty innocent compared to some of these confessions that we're getting. Like the 951 had to report a coworker for watching over people's shoulders and gathering their passwords, then logging into their accounts to make changes to benefit themselves.
All right, that is shady.
Yes, I would 100% rat you out. You don't want to work with somebody like that.
The 909, I got ratted out for moving a dirty jacket from the chair. I needed to use from my shift, which eventually led to 2 write-ups and based on false allegations.
Okay.
Poor dude.
949, a manager confessed to me and some other female coworkers that him and his wife were interested. Then we heard a bunch of crazy stories that he would tell us. Definitely not appropriate and had to get HR involved.
They got propositioned? Is that what you're saying to me?
That's what it sounds like.
At work?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Jelly Roll tickets coming up. 7:10, you're going to be your chance to win. It's been
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. parts.